This is the Sakar Murli of the 27th of March 2024. Essence, sweet children, only the One Father tells you the truth. Therefore only listen to the Father and not to human beings. Those who listen to the Father alone are knowledgeable. Question. What are the main signs of the souls who belong to your deity clan? Answer. They find this knowledge very good and sweet. They renounce following human dictates and begin to follow God's directions. It enters their intellects that only by following Srimat will they become elevated. This is now the most auspicious confluence age. We are the ones who have to become the most elevated beings. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, may you be soul conscious. Renounce the consciousness of bodies and consider yourselves to be souls. You also know that the Supreme Soul is only one. Brahma cannot be called the Supreme Soul. You know the story of the 84 births of Brahma. This is his final birth. I have to enter the one who has taken the complete 84 births. I tell him that he does not know his 84 births, and I alone can tell you about them. At first, you were those deities. You now have to make effort to become that. Rebirth begins from the first birth. The Father now says, whatever I tell you is right. Whatever else you have heard is wrong. I am called the truth, the one who speaks the truth. I come to establish the religion of truth. It is said, where there is truth, the soul dances. That is, if you are truthful, you can dance in happiness. This dance is of knowledge. Those people portray Sri Krishna playing a flute and dancing. He is the master of the land of truth. But who made him that? Who is the one who established the land of truth? That is the land of truth, and this is a land of falsehood. Bharat was the land of truth when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. At that time, there were no other lands. People don't know where heaven is. When a person dies, people say he has become a resident of heaven. The Father explains that you are dangling upside down. You have become dependent on Maya. The Father has now come and is putting you the right way up. You know that it is God who gives devotees the fruit of their devotion. At this time, all are involved in devotion. All the scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. Singing those songs, etc., are also part of the path of devotion. There are no devotional songs on the path of knowledge. You know that you have to go beyond sound. You have to return home. The Father says, sweet children, you must never say, O God. That too is from the path of devotion. The path of devotion continues till the end of the Iron Age. This is now the most auspicious confluence age, when the Father comes and makes you into elevated beings through knowledge. You have to follow the godly directions of only the One. Whatever God tells you is right. Baba enters a human body and tells you, you were so sensible and have now become so senseless. You were in the Golden Age and have now come into the Iron Age. Those who belong here will enjoy this knowledge very much. Those who belong here will find it sweet. This Baba himself also used to read the Gita. Once he found Baba, he stopped doing all of that. He had also adopted many gurus. The father said, all of those gurus are of the path of devotion. I alone am the guru on the path of knowledge. Only when someone listens to knowledge from me is he called knowledgeable. All the rest are devotees. Only Srimat is elevated. All the rest are dictates of human beings, whereas these are God's directions. Those are the dictates of Ravan, and these are the directions of God. God speaks, you are so greatly fortunate. This is why your birth at this time is like a diamond. People mount a diamond in the centre of a ring. In a rosary, they have a tassel at the top, and then the jewel bead. Their names are Adam and Bibi. You would say Mama and Baba. Adidev and Adidevi belong to the Confluence Age. The Confluence Age is the highest of all, when that kingdom is being established. It is here that you children have to become 16 celestial degrees full. The Father comes to make the old world new. No one, apart from you children, knows the duration of this world. They say that it is hundreds of thousands of years. All of those things are false. It is said Maya is false and bodies are false. The new world is true. This is a land of falsehood. It is the duty of the Father alone to make this land of falsehood into the land of truth. The Father says, forget everything you have studied on the path of devotion. This is your unlimited disinterest. Those people simply renounce their homes and families of this world and then go away into the forests. This is also fixed in the drama. There is no question as to why they do that. This is a predestined play. The Father explains to you children that such things happen. Those of all the other religions cannot go to heaven. Those of the Buddhist dynasty and the Christian dynasty do not go to heaven, they come later. First of all, there is the deity dynasty, and then Abraham, Buddha, and Christ come to establish their own religions. Baba comes at the most auspicious confluence age and establishes the deity dynasty. A soul first enters a womb. That small baby then grows big. Shiv Baba neither becomes big or small, nor does he take birth through a womb. The Buddha soul entered someone else. The Buddhist religion didn't exist previously. He would definitely enter a person who is already here, and he would definitely enter a womb. Only one person established the Buddhist religion, and then many others continued to follow him down, and expansion took place. When there are hundreds of thousands of them, their kingdom then begins. There was the kingdom of the Buddhists. The father explains all of them come later. They are not called gurus. There is only the one guru. Those people establish their own religions and then continue to come down. The father sent everyone up above, and then they continue to come down from the land of liberation one by one. You come down from liberation in life. In the same way, those people also come down from liberation. Why should they be praised? This knowledge would have disappeared by that time. The Father gives you the knowledge of liberation and salvation. He doesn't enter a womb. He sits in this one. He doesn't have another name. All other beings take the names of their bodies. That one is the Supreme Soul. He is the ocean of knowledge. The souls of the original eternal deity religion first receive this knowledge because they are the ones who are to receive the fruit of their devotion. You are the ones who begin devotion. I give you alone the fruit of it. All the rest are byplots. They don't even take 84 births. The father says, children, become soul conscious. It is explained that there too you would shed one body and take another. There is no question of sorrow there. There is no question of the vices there. The vices exist in the kingdom of Ravan. That is a viceless world. You explain to them, but they still don't believe you. According to the previous cycle, those who believe you will claim a status, and those who don't believe you will not claim a status. In the Golden Age, everyone is pure and lives in peace and happiness. All their desires are fulfilled for 21 births. There are no desires in the Golden Age. There you receive plenty of everything, food, etc. This Bombay didn't exist at first. Deities don't reside on salty land. The deities existed where there were sweet rivers. There were very few human beings, and each one of them had a lot of land. They depict Sudama giving a handful of rice and receiving a palace in return. People donate and perform charity in the name of God, but is he a beggar? God is the bestower. They believe that God will give them a great deal in their next birth. You give two handfuls and receive a great deal in the new world. You spend money and open centres, etc., so that everyone can receive these teachings. You spend your own wealth, and so you are the ones who receive a kingdom. The father says, I myself give you my introduction. No one has my introduction. I do not enter the body of anyone else. I only come once, when the impure world has to be changed. I am the purifier. My part is at the confluence age, and so I come at my accurate time. You can't tell when Shiv Baba enters this one. They have given a date, time, minute for when Sri Krishna comes. You cannot tell exactly by the minute, etc., when this one comes. Even this Brahma didn't know that. It was only when he spoke this knowledge that he knew about it. There was that pull. This one had rust on him. When the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, entered this one, you were pulled and came running. You were not concerned about anything else. The Father says, I am completely pure. You souls are covered with rust. So how can that be removed? In the drama, all souls have received their own parts. These are very deep matters. Each soul is so tiny. No one can see one except in a divine vision. The Father comes and gives each of you a third eye of knowledge. You know that the Father only teaches you souls. On the path of devotion, they have as much knowledge as a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. For instance, God speaks is right. But then, by saying that it is Sri Krishna who speaks, it becomes wrong. The word man above is fine, but they don't understand the meaning of that. The words constantly remember me alone are right. This is the epoch or the age of the Gita. Only at this time does God enter this chariot. They have then shown a horse chariot with Sri Krishna sitting in it. There is such a difference between this chariot of God and a horse chariot. They don't understand anything at all. This is the home of the unlimited Father. The Father gives all of you souls, you children, health, wealth and happiness for 21 births. This is also an eternal, imperishable drama, which is predestined. You cannot tell when it began. The cycle continues to turn. No one knows about this confluence age. The Father tells you that this drama is only 5,000 years. For half a cycle there are the sun and moon dynasties, and then for the other half, that is, for 2,500 years, there are all the other religions. You know that it is the viceless world in the Golden Age. You are now claiming the kingdom of the world with the power of yoga. Christians themselves understand that someone is inspiring them, and this is why they continue to make all of those things for destruction. They say that they have made such bombs that they can destroy not just one world but 10 such worlds. The Father says, I have come to establish heaven, but they will carry out destruction. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says good morning to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say good morning to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Have unlimited disinterest and forget everything that you have studied or heard on the path of devotion up to now. Listen to only the one Father. Make yourself elevated by following his Srimat. 2. Just as the Father is completely pure and there is no rust on him, so you too must become pure. Each actor in the drama has an accurate part. Continue to move along by understanding this deep secret. Blessing. May you have double attainment by having a double relationship with the Father and the bestower of blessings, and become a constantly powerful soul. All the powers are your inheritance from the Father, and your blessings are from the bestower of blessings. With this double relationship with the Father and the bestower of blessings, all of you children receive this elevated attainment at your birth. At your birth, the Father makes each of you his child and a master of all powers. Along with that, at the moment of your birth, he, as the bestower of blessings, makes you into a master almighty authority and gives you the blessing of, may you have all powers. By receiving this double right from the One, you become constantly powerful. Slogan: to become detached from your body and become detached from your old nature and sanskars is to be bodiless. Om Shanti. Today is the anniversary of our dearly beloved Daddy Jankiji, one who ruled over Bapdada's heart, one who donated virtues through her life and her activities, one who always stayed in a bodiless stage, who protected the Yagya as a trustee and made others trustees too. On the 27th of March 2020, Daddy G became a resident of the Subtle Region, and below we have some of her invaluable teachings that are constantly echoing in our ears. 1. In order to bless yourself, recognize a subtle ego and quickly finish it. 2. Make your stage unshakable and immovable so that time and thoughts are not wasted. 3. In order to remove the sorrow and suffering of the world, become innocent and sweet and give sustenance like a mother. 4. By thinking, speaking and worrying too much, your energy is spent. So stay in silence and accumulate energy. 5. Finish thinking about others and having a vision of dislike, and think of the self and of God. 6. In order to remain fortunate and blissful, continue to take blessings from Baba. 7. Do not keep anyone's mistakes in your heart. Keep your heart clean, and you will be able to be restful and comfortable. 8. In order to be a tapasvi, be a renunciate. Do not have any desires or any attraction. 9. In order to make your stage elevated, continue to have the incognito practice of staying in remembrance. Do not have the habit of speaking of or listening to ordinary things. 10. With your Sataguni drishti and attitude, and with your Sataguni interaction, bring your perfection close. 11. Be introverted, and all the 8 powers as your friends will become your companions and be cooperative.